When you hear the name The Tutu Project, you might think it's something to do with the ballet. But for photographer Bob Carey, wearing a pink tutu is more about vulnerability.
He's got a new show featuring his work for The Tutu Project opening tonight at the Fiat Lux Gallery in Scottsdale. And the show's Lauren Gilger got a little preview of it as he was setting up this week, and she joins us now. Morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So this show is the culmination of 23 years of Bob Carey's career, from when he started doing self-portraiture in the 90s until his work sort of morphed into what's now called The Tutu Project.
Right. So, Lauren, fill us in here. What exactly is The Tutu Project?
Right. Well, it's a series of work in which Carey photographs himself wearing a pink tutu and nothing else in these beautiful landscapes and really interesting settings all over the world. It actually started as an assignment for the Phoenix Ballet. They wanted him to show his interpretation of ballet, so he put the tutu on and took a black and white image of himself in it. Since then, his wife has been diagnosed with cancer, and the project sort of morphed into a form of therapy for him and a way for him to help people fighting breast cancer all over the world. The project has sort of gone viral, too, and if you see these images, you can really tell why. We put several of them on our website, and you can see how they're funny, lonely, and inspirational all at once. Here's how Carey describes it.
You know, when somebody's afraid of heights, they'll go jump off a bridge into a lake and, you know, to try to break their fear of that. So that was kind of what I did in New York, was be vulnerable.
Well, why a tutu and, like, why continue it? What was the thought behind that?
Well, my work pretty much started as me transforming myself into somebody else or something else. To me, it was taking myself out of reality right after my mother passed away. And it was basically a way of taking care of myself, like a form of self-therapy. So tutu was is I did that first shot of me, if you want to go look at
it.
When I was photographing myself, as you can see, it was about transforming myself. And so that was in black and white. But when I finished this project, right off that, we moved to New York. And I took it with me because I didn't know what I was going to do at all. I had no idea. So I just put it on in a landscape, which I have never done before at that point.
Right.
So it just started from there. I do one picture and I like look at it for sometimes months before I know what I'm doing with it. And then I choose to keep going with it. And then once my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, it was a way for me to get out, to get away, to play, to do photography, which I love the most. And the tutu was just being vulnerable.
So as this project has developed, now it's turned into this pretty big thing that I think a lot of people know about and get inspiration from.
What happened is when Linda was re-diagnosed, she took the images to the cancer center to show her new friends that were getting treatment. And it made them reflect and it made them smile. It was like looking in a mirror for them because of the loneliness, the isolation, but also the playfulness of how it can be if you choose.
Because in most of these tutu photos, you're by yourself somewhere random, sort of.
Yeah, I am.
So where are you in some of these?
This one's in Germany. This is called the Eisbach Wave. It's a wave built in a man-made river. This is in my neighborhood, actually, in New Jersey. And it's, I don't know, I love that area.
You and a swan there, you're in the snow.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because the police came and they're like yelling at me because I just had my shorts on because I was shooting different frames and stuff. And they were like, put your pants on. And I'm like, you know, just tell your dispatcher to look up the Tutu Project and blah, blah, blah. And they were like really mad at me. Then 30 seconds later, they're like, how's your wife? Because they told them that it was legitimate. So this one right here was with the American Ballet Theater at the Met.
Wow.
One of our fans came on a photo shoot with us. We didn't know what he did, but we put out on Facebook that we're going to be like somewhere on a certain day. If you want to come with us, message us. And so he met us in Central Park, and after the shoot, he goes, what would you think of the possibility of shooting with the swans, like Swan Lake at ABT, or American Ballet Theater? And I was like, he had just retired from being the stage manager for 15 years there. So he helped us do this. This was a dress rehearsal. And we did 5 setups in 4 minutes.
So what I wonder is, so now that it has become such a big thing and people know about it and you're reaching a lot of people, especially breast cancer survivors and people who are going through it, what do you hope it's doing for them?
I just, you know, want them to know that it's not, you know, doesn't have to be a death sentence, you know, in their mind and their spirit, that it doesn't have to kill their spirit. I just want to be able to take them away for however long it takes to make them smile, you know, to make them know that they're not alone.
Bob Carey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you can see some of Bob Carey's photographs on our website. That's theshow.kjzz.org.